This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier, afternoons 2 to 6. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Window World of Boston. Call 1-800-NEXT-WIN or online windowworldofboston.com.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that?
It is Tournament of Champions Week on this show. So one of the five finalists for Danielle's job every single day this week. And today, it is the very popular Kendra Middleton who is here this morning.
Hello, so hello.
It's great to have you here.
Great to be here.
Seems like so far you're wide awake, bubbly, high energy.
Yeah.
Was not a problem for you getting up this morning? You think you'll be able to handle that if you get the job?
I am such a morning person. I love to be awake before everybody else. There's no traffic. There's no lines of Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay. All right. David wants to weigh in on this Florio speculation that Julian Edelman will end up with Tom Brady and Gronk in Tampa Bay next season. This is David. Hello, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I wouldn't be surprised. Here's one of the things. So Edelman, when you think about it, I think he was upset at the fact that he wasn't named the captain. So the Patriots got him. He retires. So one of the things you guys made a point, and it's very true, while he's retired, he can go out, he can do whatever he wants for medical treatments, whether it's legal or not, and get away with it, take a few months out. And no, I would not be surprised that he comes back and plays for Tom Brady.
So you're saying,
if he does that,
you're saying Edelman, you're saying Edelman felt disrespected. Yeah, that's why you believe he retired, or why you would put, what?
I do. I believe him not being named the captain was a big deal for him. Yeah, I really do.
My God.
See, this goes back to my lead. What's wrong
with show
restart? What is wrong with these athletes that play for Belichick? Now all of a sudden, after 10 or Brady 18 years, you need to massage my shoulders and tell me how much you love me?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And if you don't, I'm taking my ball and going elsewhere. So I'm Edelman. I'm not a captain. You know what? I feel this. I'm gonna retire. I'm gonna go get on the gas. Get my knee right. 6 months later, 8 months later, I'm going to come back and go play for the Bucks. Why? So Bruce Arians could go, Jules, we love you.
The man went all the way to Foxborough to film a tearful goodbye video.
Right. Well, that could have been a green screen.
I'm upset, or whatever Drake said.
I don't think so.
And it's the same way with Brady, though, right? Like, why do you got to rub? Like, you worked with this guy for 15 years. Now, all of a sudden, you need him to rub your shoulders?
See, I don't believe that for Edelman. And Edelman didn't even mention Brady in the farewell message. So I think there's a rift there anyway.
Okay.
Edelman and Brady are not buds anymore.
And the only person that needs a back rub, Wiggy, is your boy Cam.
Shots fired.
No, I don't think Cam.
You just said Bill does it because he needs it.
No, but Bill does it to him. But right. You said Brady left because
right. We're talking about Cam Newton.
Right, but
and he gets Bill Belichick. Even when Cam is chucking it at cones right. on the sideline,
right.
he still says, great job.
Right, because there are certain guys that Bill looks at and goes, he's a team player first, mm-hmm. right? So even though he might not be great, here's a perfect
example. Was Tom Brady not a team player first?
Here's a perfect example. He was for 17 years. Here's a perfect example that, Greg, you might understand. You work with a bunch of people. Let's use Spaz, for example,
okay.
at AAF, right?
By the way, Spaz is on the phones this morning. He's call screening. He's back here at WEEI as a part-time call screener. So, yes, go ahead.
So, Spaz has always been a team player.
Right.
It's all about the Greg Hill Show. I'm doing yep. whatever it is about the Greg Hill Show. And you know what? You treat Spaz a certain way,
yep.
and you look at him. You go, Spaz is always good. So, you praise him. Then, let's say, I don't know, somebody else that worked there at AAF, maybe Mike Shue. I'm just throwing that example out there. He's like, I like the Greg Hill Show, but I need more.
Mm-hmm.
I need a little bit more for me. I need this for me, especially at the end. I need this for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels like, why don't you give me the same type of love that you give Spaz? You're like, well, Spaz is all about the team.
Right,
you
right.
wanted a little bit more about yourself.
right,
Mike Shue.
Right.
So, you know,
so
and that's
Tom Brady was the Mike Shue in that analogy,
right? And
correct?
Bill's like, you put the team first, and I'll praise you that way. If not, hey, what about Brady's performance? Well, you know what? The team played well.
I mean, when it comes to the injury, or I guess when it comes to the current situation of the knee, most of the reports were that it was bone on bone, right? Well, I mean, Florio's acting like, you know, he can suddenly make a return to you know, in October of next year.
Mm.
I mean, I think it's a pretty significant thing.
Yeah,
I tested under the PED policy.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like something that you can't beat Father Time, which brings me to the voicemail message that was left. You want to go ahead and play this? I think this will put any speculation by Mike Florio or Chris Curtis or anybody else to rest when you hear how Julian Edelman, at the end of this, after gushing about me and our longtime friendship and how important that was to him, when you hear him talk at the end of this, it'll put any speculation to rest.
Hilly, appreciate the message, bro. More importantly, I appreciate you over the years, our relationship, in all facets. Share a lot of memories to come. I love you. Been a hell of a ride. On to the next chapter. And, you know, it is what it is, Bubby. Father Time is undefeated. Love you, man. Thank you for everything.
Father Time is undefeated.
How much did you pay him to read that off a piece of paper?
I'm crying in the club.
Are you crying?
Yeah.
That's one of them celebrity voiceover things.
Yep. That's a cameo.
Cameo.
Oh, my God. Is he in Thursday?
That was cameo. Father Time. He says, on to the next chapter.
He just spewed cliches. What are you talking about?
It's a stock message.
The next chapter is not Tampa Bay. The next chapter is entertainment. Hollywood.
God,
Hollywood is calling the man.
I hope he gets more entertaining than that.
It is what it is, Bubby.
That was a stock message. It's like, hey, Jules, can you what is it, that stuff you guys do in radio where, you know, anytime
that stuff you guys do.
What's that stuff you guys do, like, in radio,
second
Curtis?
Date update.
No, Curtis, you know what I'm talking about. Like when you go to, like, Radio Row and then you talk to all these.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go, hey, can you record this line for me?
Yes.
Share a lot of memories.
Did you just pick apart all of those
great
words
college.
From previous interviews and put it together?
He did the same thing for, like, a radio station in, like, California.
Adobe Audition works miracles, man.
I mean, the guy was crying at the end of it. Did you?
I love you.
Uh-huh. Love you too, Bubs. Bubby.
I can't stop thinking.
A hell of a ride.
A hell of a ride. It has been. It's been a hell of a ride, Bubby.
The way you said bone on bone about his injury just made my stomach turn worse than the word roast beef.
Wait a minute. Roast beef makes
Oh, my gosh. Roast beef is one of my top five fears in life. So roast beef, fingernails, popsicle sticks, goats sometimes, and now bone on bone.
What is your issue with goats?
They just, I was attacked by a goat. You were attacked by a goat? As a kid, yep.
Oh. All right, we have to get to that coming up.
Okay.
Okay. What's your issue with roast beef?
Yeah, I don't get that one.
Just the way that it looks, the word roast beef, it just makes my skin curl.
I don't know how you live around here with all the roast beef stores on every corner. Sauce and cheese. So I guess you're not...
Roast beef freaks me out.
You don't want a three-way then, huh?
I'm not going to say no.
Sauce, cheese, and mayo.
Oh, that kind of three-way. All right.
The other kind of three-way.
Sauce, cheese,
the only kind Wiggy and I can get.
What about Curtis and Ken? Are they slaying over here? Good morning.
Speak for yourself, Gregory, on that one.
Oh, sorry.
Speaking of this.
Stubbly Wonder Balls.
I have a story for you guys if we're not going to commercial.
We are going to commercial.
Okay.
Well, we're
going
to go to trending and then commercial. But
okay.
what's the story about?
Your fans are nuts.
They are?
Someone sent me a picture
of their day,
of their little soldier in a little tiny helmet this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And just to be clear, I said dog pics, people. Dog. No N involved. Dog.
Okay.
Dog pics.
Uh-huh. So they sent you...
3 a.m.
3 a.m.
Saturday morning.
Unsolicited D pic.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was not nice.
No N involved. Very well done.
How'd they do that when all Greg's listeners have horrible phones based on Ken's?
That's just not how you DM slide. If anything, Venmo me at Kendra Middleton. Like, that's how you slide in my DM. Right, that is not right. It.
So you, what do you end up doing? Danielle used to talk about this, that basically when somebody sends an unsolicited D or a solicited D, all you guys do as women is sit around and laugh at it.
Oh, yeah.
Is
they all look the same. Yeah.
Is that the way that goes?
Yeah. I don't care about your... When I say little, I mean little.
It was little?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Poor individual.
And you know what?
Maybe we should announce who the individual was.
Hello, Dale. I have made some really bold decisions at 3 a.m., but nothing that bold. I'll tell you that. So kudos to you, Dale.
I apologize.
Dale here.
If it was, are you sure it was a listener of this program? It may not have been.
She just told me who it was.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little guy?
Okay.
Little guy?
Yep.
Wait a second. I can't even see
like
that.
I said, a soldier in a helmet.
Zoom in. Proper angle.
The little guy.
That makes a difference. Oh, it makes a difference.
Proper angle.
You know, depending on the size of your hand, too, also a difference maker.
All right. Let's see. We better get to trending, although everybody wants to talk about this Edelman thing, which we can continue to talk about. And we'll get the goat story also coming up from Kendra. But here is Ken Laird to tell you what is trending this morning.
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, trending now brought to you by Shaw's Just For You. Shaw's Just For You members can pick up Coca-Cola 12-pack cans, Coca-Cola 8-pack bottles, or AHA Sparkling Water 8-pack cans on sale, 3 for only $9.93 when you buy 3 and activate the digital coupon through Thursday, April 22nd. Trey Lance, second pro day today, Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
Will Belichick be there, or is he heading to North Dakota?
As long as he sends somebody there. I don't care
who
it is.
Is it a smokescreen?
I don't know. I told you.
Chess.
I told you. I think they're taking a quarterback in the first round. What's the draft on? Thursday, right?
A week from Thursday.
Week from Thursday. By the way, Brady also overcoming knee surgery. He talked at a charity gala and didn't sound very convincing to me that he's all the way back from this. He's not going to be back on the field until June. And member Ben Volen said, pretty significant knee injury for Brady.
Hmm.
This might not be exactly a huge year for Tommy. We'll see. But big weekend for the Bruins and the Celtics. Bruins are 4-0 since the trade deadline last week, Greg.
Yeah.
And they're looking great. 6-3 win over the Caps yesterday.
They're hot right now. That's a good Capitals team, too.
Yep.
And Tuca's back.
Ken, I love that you say gala.
Gala, gala?
Yeah.
Gala. You, what,
is that a southern way to say it?
No, I say gala.
You say gala.
Yeah.
Ken says gala.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a gala.
Yeah.
It's not a gala.
It's a regatta gala.
It's a gala.
Either way.
Potato, tomato.
Whatever it is. Bruins are in a good spot. They've got a couple games in hand, too, on the Capitals, who are in first place, and they've got 3 with Buffalo this week. Celtics, though, may be the story of the weekend, with Jason Tatum's performance one-on-one against Steph Curry. Bradfo asked a good question yesterday, Wiggy. Next 3 years, who would you rather have, Tatum or Steph?
I'd rather have Tatum.
Yeah, 3 years, he's young.
Yeah.
Steph Curry, next 3 years?
Yeah.
Curry, man.
Curry.
Listen, Curry, you see what he's doing with Golden State without Klay Thompson?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, Curry's legit. I'd rather have Curry and Tatum to make that work.
What do you have, 11 threes in that game? Some of them were just ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
It was great. It was like the old-fashioned Western duel, the two
old
of them.
Old Steph.
Back and forth. I loved it.
Right, but the only difference is that we know Curry does it all the time. Every now and then, Tatum might run into kind of some of them stumbling blocks. But, yeah, give me Curry for the next
future.
Three years. You didn't say 10 years. You said 3 years.
Just three.
Yeah, give me Curry.
Curry had all kind of praise for Tatum after the game Saturday.
What was your message to Tatum at the end of the game there?
I just told him he's super tough, man. You can tell the game has slowed down for him. The way he picks and chooses his spots and kind of manages the game. He's shooting the ball a lot better from the perimeter, but when that game slows down 4 or 5 years in, whatever he is, that's when you become lethal. You know, with your skill set, his size, you know, their system features him. So he's a supreme talent.
He might be top 10 now. I mean, see what that is. Last week, if he plays like this, he's a top 10 player.
You see what that is? Seeds planted for Jason Tatum, yep. In what, 2 years he can get out of his deal? That's the super team. Curry, ooh, come play with me.
Ooh. Kendrick Perkins said 44-piece spicy with 10 biscuits.
Sick.
Red Sox-Patriots Day game today, 11:10 first pitch. No Gresham Keefe. You get an extra 5 minutes of Greg and Kendra up until 10:05 pregame. No Wiggy. He'll be gone. Sox with a two-game lead on Tampa.
That's
in
overtime.
The East.
But I got to fly out of here. I'm going to the game today. So I got to get out of here in time to get over and start keeping score over there.
Maybe it is me and Wiggy.
What do those tickets cost you there today?
I don't know. I think I got a pre. I can't remember. I bought them on the secondary market.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
On the bleachers.
So you're a bleacher creature.
Yeah, I'm a bleacher creature, yes. All right, we got to take a break. Creature. We'll be back with the goat story and other things from Kendra coming up.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Tournament of Champions Week on this show, we narrowed the massive list of guest hosts down to five finalists, and one of them is here this morning to kick it off, and that is Kendra.
I do be here.
Kendra, very popular on the social media all weekend long. I came on the number one rated Ken and Curtis show on Saturday, and we announced the finalists, and a lot of response, a lot of happy individuals that you are one of the five finalists. So, as a texter said earlier, it's a little like talking about who your next girlfriend is going to be with your current girlfriend when I mentioned the rest of the week, but I kind of have to do it. So, tomorrow, Ken.
Elaine is tomorrow.
Elaine tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also very popular on social media.
Yes.
Wednesday is Mego.
Yep.
Mego.
Mm-hmm.
Your candidate of choice. Thursday, we're just waiting on some contractual issues to announce who Thursday will be. And then Friday, it is Brittany.
Wiggy's right? Number one.
Yeah, Wiggy's number one.
Yeah.
So
right now, my board's fluid, though.
It is not.
No, it is. Look at my...
has not moved. Brittany has not changed.
No. Your board hasn't... your one and two did not change.
It changed. Kendra's my number two. But this week, it's open-minded. This week, I am
Trenny decided.
I'm a side chick.
No, only because Trenny said, I don't want to do it. That's why your number two changed, but your 3, 4, and 5 stayed the same.
Did Trenny say she didn't want to do it?
She didn't really.
Okay.
But he pulled her out.
What do you mean?
Like, she didn't really say it, but that was Ken's biggest thing because he said it, was she would like to do it, but she's got another thing going. So when you look at Ken's big board, the only difference is he took Trenny out and put Kendra in at the two spot. His four, and five are the same.
Did you see Dakota's odds on Friday? They were pretty spot on.
He nailed the Tangway odds. Did you see that at the bottom?
Was he actually taking bets? I want to know how he did book-wise, if he actually took some bets. Because he was spot on.
Yeah,
I'm unemployed.
Mego responded to it, too. Like,
she did?
Yeah, I forget what she said.
She said she feels like a greyhound at the track or something.
Okay.
I love that Tangway is plus 1 million to get the job.
And then who else responded? I'm trying to think.
Fauci?
Oh, Elizabeth responded. Oh. She responded like, this is the reality show.
The Bachelor.
She said she feels like she's on the reality show. The Greg Hill reality
Where's my
show.
Rose?
Well, I think... We'll give you. We should give everybody a rose. Entercom won't pay for it, but I will. We should do. Ken had a good idea. He said we should do a Greg Hill Foundation event with all of the guest hosts in order to say thank you that everybody can go to.
Can we keep Tangway out of that? He wasn't really a candidate.
Yes, we can keep Tangway.
I thought
out
that
of that
was the boat cruise.
Well, we can't get enough. I want to be able to have a lot. I want to be able to have a lot of listeners. All
we'll
kidding
get a big
aside.
Boat.
A big boat?
Yeah.
How big of a boat? Well, like the Provincetown 2 or something?
Like the Spirit of Boston or something like that.
The booze cruise boats? I don't think those are even running. Are there booze cruises this summer?
Three people per boat.
Pizzuti will lend you her boat.
Yeah. I think partners. Isn't the governor going to announce some easing of the restrictions today at his press conference? Is that what we've heard? I hope so.
You've been saying that.
Yeah, I have.
This is your intel.
I was told. Right.
Insider info. Chefy of Boston.
I was told that today... He may tell you when you can actually attend a concert in the city of Boston, whether it's at Fenway or at the bank, whatever bank chose to name the pavilion or whatever.
Rockland Hill Trust Bank Pavilion.
Is that what? How do you know that?
I had to say that on TV one too many times.
By the way, what is the goat story?
Well, okay.
So Kendra said, if you're just joining, Kendra said she can't stand the word roast beef or the food either.
A fingernail.
Is it just the word or is it the actual
everything?
Food?
All of it. I hate it. It's just makes my skin crawl.
It grosses you out. But then you said there's also an issue that you have with goats.
Yeah. So I am a part of the National Goat Trauma Association. I signed up online and got a free t-shirt. Mm. I was attacked by a goat as a small child back in the 90s when like overalls were cool. Do you guys remember that?
Yep.
My grandma's goat hooked my overalls and shook me around like a dang rag doll.
Oh my god.
And
traumatic.
My parents were freaked out, and my dad doesn't freak out about a whole lot. Like, he was a first responder, that kind of thing. So unless your brain's over there, he didn't really care.
Right.
And he was freaked out, but apparently I stood up and called it a stupid goat and walked away.
Yeah. But you remember it now still to this day.
Yeah. I mean, I went to a petting zoo and tried to get over this trauma when I was like 18. And a little baby goat went and chased me, and I screamed and left.
Like somebody who has that trauma with dogs.
But it's getting better. I like touched a baby goat recently, and it was all right.
And it was okay?
I did goat yoga. And I didn't cry.
Now, what's the deal with goat yoga? You're basically just doing yoga with a bunch of goats around?
Yeah, they run around and jump on you, and they give you food. It's kind of... I was in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and it was just the deal. So we went, and it was all right. I mean,
they're in the room with you guys, just walking around and doing
it's
goat.
Outside, but their feet are weird.
Yeah. Goat, the foot of a goat
are they
is
hooves
weird?
Or feet? I don't know.
I think they're hooves.
But they like they'll take their horns and like smack you. It's crazy.
Are you a big yoga person?
Yeah. My parents put me in yoga and karate around the same time.
Yeah.
So I like it. I still do it. I participate. I dabble.
Is one of the things that we are doing on the show today where Kendra kicks the Truly can off of your head, Ken?
Oh, man. Please.
I think we should all have that done. Like,
no.
Four people in a row.
I'm too tall for it. I think it was just you.
In fact, you should go first. I mean, I'll be happy to go after you.
I think it was just you. Good thing we have Spaz here. Spaz will do it.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And he's short enough.
He right. told me before the show he'll do anything.
He said he'd do anything?
Anything.
Clean I tweeted the video.
Right.
What video?
Oh, you haven't seen it? He tweeted me on Friday.
Okay. Wait, he did?
About kicking the can off of his head.
Yeah,
and I retweeted with my roundhouse that I had a video
of
with
right.
the can.
I saw you.
I have a video.
You know, it's one of my GIFs.
Mm-hmm. I mean... That might be a good way for Spaz to endear himself to the new audience.
I'll
to
shotgun the Truly and then kick it.
You'll shotgun the Truly and then kick it off.
Yep.
Ken's head.
I think that may be an FCC violation.
Yeah,
I don't think.
I would love to
see that. FCC won't let me be.
Do you have to like stand in place, or do you need like a little bit of a run and start to get the?
No, I don't need a running start.
The roundhouse. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a professional.
I would love to see that.
All right, maybe we'll try to do that before the end of the show. Now, we have a poll up about Edelman Curtis this morning.
Yes, we do. If, let me just grab it right now. Sorry about that. If Julian Edelman comes out of retirement and signs with the Bucks, would he be dead to you? We have about 400 votes. 57% say no.
Mm. So, that's right now. Until he dons that Buck jersey and catches its fir- and catches a first down for the Bucks, and you're like, that guy's dead to me.
This is all based on a speculative report from Mike Florio, where he says he will be absolutely shocked if Julian Edelman is not playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers next season.
There's no way.
But that seems kind of, his rationale seems sort of difficult to understand, because if you could just retire and then do whatever drugs you wanted,
right,
cycle out and then rejoin, why wouldn't everybody just retire at the end of every season?
It would be a little suspicious if everybody was doing
I mean, and then because there's there's contract implications, you'd probably lose money, that kind of thing.
No, right? But think about the contract you'd get after cycling back on it.
Well, do you think the Patriots made a mistake by cutting him?
No, I think they probably looked at it and they came... By keeping him, he was going to cost how much money? Was it like $3 million towards?
They save almost $3 million in cap space.
Right. So they probably, you know, they probably figured out they work together, Bill, like we've seen him do in the past. You know, do well, do right by guys. He said, "Hey, Jules, you know, let's work well together. You're probably done playing here. You're going to retire. So what we'll do is we'll cut you rather than, you know, keeping your rights." Because now we're going to be able to save money.
Well, I think the way in which Bill spoke about him at the end in his statement, where he was, it was glowing,
right,
means that he doesn't. I don't think Bill Belichick thinks that Julian Edelman is going to Caesar Brutus him by showing up in a Tampa Bay Buccaneers jersey next season.
Because Bill looks at Julian Edelman as a team guy. Right? When Gronk retired, did Gronk get that glowing endorsement?
No, he
didn't. When Welker retired, did he get that glowing endorsement?
No, he didn't.
Because he looks at Julian Edelman, and that's why I've said this. When you are a team guy, you are a Bill guy. And when you're a Bill guy, he'll praise you to the end of time. But once you don't show it's about the team and it's about you, you ain't getting them praises.
In fact, they would have asked Julian, are you going to sign with Tampa? Promises now you're not signing with Tampa.
So you think the Patriots trust the word of someone, something that's not in writing? I mean, it's laughable on its face to think that there is some agreement. The Patriots didn't want Edelman. They didn't think Edelman could continue playing. They saved $3 million, so they cut him.
But he made
everything
$2
million. Else is just BS.
He made $2 million. It was worth $2 million for him, and he didn't have to go through training camp to get it.
Right.
Right, and so this is what he's going to do. He's going to sit out, see how he feels. This summer, he'll check in. If he still doesn't feel like he can come back, he doesn't. But
Foxborough, forever.
So why put out that video?
Because he's grateful for the fans of New England. None of that goes away if he comes back and plays in Tampa.
Right, but if there's a little bit of thought in your mind that I might want to play, why not hold off on this video and telling the world and basically crying on how much I love playing for New England?
He did. He loves. I mean, I don't think he lied once in that video. I think he genuinely loves New England. I think he loved playing for the Patriots. I think it was the greatest experience of his life. All those things he said are absolutely true. And I'm sure you met a lot of guys in January who said, I am done. I can't deal with this anymore. Every bone in my body hurts. Yet when it came to August, they decided to keep playing.
If he ends up down there, he is dead to me.
Right.
Absolutely dead to me.
I love you.
Dead to me.
That's a shot.
He is absolutely, I mean,
and guys.
In a hell of a ride.
Yes, guys end up missing the game. I'm sure he's going to miss the game. But, that doesn't mean that he's going to stab everybody here in the back.
How is he stabbing everybody here in the back?
The fans who have loved him, supported him, been there for him, believe him when he's sitting there in the chair at Gillette Stadium, that he is done, that he, if he could go another game for the Patriots, he would go another game for the Patriots. Mm-hmm. But the wheel came off.
Right. You guys have welcomed me and my family to a region we do not know. We didn't know. But now, I'm one of you. I'm going to leave you guys with two words. Foxborough, forever.
Yes.
Was he a team guy when he got suspended for four games for testing positive for PEDs? That seems like a me guy move.
You guys are missing the point. Curtis is just saying, don't drug test me. I'm going to point it all at Jules. He's like, drugs are tight, but I know you can't say that.
Right.
But see, most players don't retire from the game when they feel like they still got gas left.
Right.
Right. So if he felt
Gronk?
Like. But Gronk retired.
Gronk was disingenuous.
Yes,
Gronk,
he knew Gronk, he was coming back.
How many times did Brett Favre retire?
But Brett Favre was another guy who was disingenuous because every year was more about Brett Favre than it was about. But most guys that are not in that group say, I'm going to play A, until I can't physically play no more, but if I still feel like there's a little gas left, I'm going to continue to try, or B, I'm playing until they kick me out.
You can just call me Mr. Recovery.
Gronk was basically in tears because he said he couldn't play the game anymore.
Right.
And then
football.
And then he shows up a year later down there. I mean, that's different. To me, that's different than Tom Brady and you know, that I would feel the same way if Edelman did that. I just.
But 60% of the poll respondents disagree with you, Greg. They're fine with it.
They wouldn't care.
Stuns me.
They would not care if he ended up with Gronk and Tom Brady in Tampa. They wouldn't care.
How could you be angry at Edelman for anything this point going forward? He gave everything he had to this region. He played in Super Bowls where he made game-winning catches after he got concussed, didn't know where he was. The guy is tough as nails. He was great here. He won 3 Super Bowls. And now if he gets feeling better and he wants to just go for another one with Tom and Gronk, that's fine. I mean, it doesn't negate everything he did here.
It is what it is, Bubby.
I've dated some crappy guys who have told me the same thing. So you know what? I'll believe it when I see it.
You'll believe it when you see it.
You brought up the best thing, Greg. It's comparing it to Danielle.
Right.
You can't, like, leave with this video or this emotion of like, I'm gonna miss you guys, I love you, and then all of a sudden a year later come back.
Right. This is Mike from Florida. Hello, Mike.
Morning, guys. How are we doing today?
What's going on,
Kendrick? Great job. You sound awesome. I love everything you're doing. You're on the top of my list.
Thank you. Shout out Florida.
Hell yeah. So the whole Edelman thing, I want to say this first. I do not think he's coming back. I do think that he's beyond repair at this point. I might be wrong, but when we're talking about toughness with Edelman versus Gronk, you got to remember that I think a lot of people were mad with Gronk because they looked at him as like made of glass for a little while. There was a period of time where Patriots fans were like, oh, Gronk can't stay on the field. Mm-hmm. Edelman has been the exact opposite of that. Like no matter what the shot that the guy took, he would always get back out there.
Yes.
With the exception of a couple times. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think that they're the diehard Patriot fans. Doesn't matter what happens, they are always going to look at it in terms of, you know, if you're not a Patriot for life, then you're a traitor. That's just how it is. The same people that say, oh, how come, you know, this person moved away from New England? I thought they were one of us. Well, Tom Brady, the people that said that about Tom Brady when he left and went to Tampa, oh, I thought he was one of us. He was never one of us. He grew up in California, and so did Edelman. So why would somebody stick around and deal with the snow that you guys had in the middle of April last week when they can go get a suntan and throw Super Bowl trophies off of boats?
You won't catch me dead living in the Northeast.
All right. Well, I don't know. Interesting speculation by Mike Florio.
Right.
A tad bit irresponsible to basically suggest that because the guy's going to immediately get back on some kind of PED.
Right.
I checked with the league. Since he's been cut, he won't be tested under the PED policy. He can go use whatever he was using when he got busted 3 years ago.
What a shot. Jeez. In the middle of a report.
All right. Now, when Kendra was here on her first tour of duty, you did not read the news.
I did not. So, I think it's cute you guys think I can read.
Yeah, we're gonna get you. We're gonna see how you would do in that part of the position.
Okay.
Reading the news. We'll get to that coming up next.
We're back to more the Greg Hill Show on EEI. It's time for the news.
With respect to that particular snarky comment.
Without Danielle.
The gal who does, who works on the air with, on EEI with, That just space on his name?
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Nobody can let me just exit gracefully. Nobody.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
A full week of finalists for Danielle's job, and today it is Kendra, and a reminder that they are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90% at Northeast Men's Health. You can learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. All right, let's give the news a go here, Kendra.
All right. No, I'm just kidding. I know you guys know I can read.
Yeah, we know you can read.
As the coronavirus vaccination push enters its fifth and most pivotal month, appointments open up to all Massachusetts residents age 16 and older on Monday. State officials will face their biggest test yet, with eligibility now expanded to include people ages 16 through 54, about 1.7 million more residents.
It feels like relief. It feels like there's an end in sight. It feels like optimism, really. It's exciting to see people around me get vaccinated and know that I'm next.
Okay, so today you can go get yourself a vaccination. Doesn't matter, as long as you're over the age of 16, then mm-hmm. you're all set. You're ready to go. And we're are we in the seventh inning here?
Well,
where are we? Are we in the fourth
quarter? We would need
quarter,
a specific what? Number. What is that number if the governor tells us how many people need to be vaccinated?
Well, two million have been vaccinated in the state up to this point.
Okay. So how many residents we have in the state?
What do we have, 8 million residents?
That seems
in the state,
about right, yeah.
Somewhere about.
So what do we got to get to, like 60%?
But some are kids, so.
Right. You know. So, I mean, because I think that's the biggest thing. When we had the governor of New Hampshire and Governor Sununu, it was like, all right, here's when we expect to be no mass, back to normal. If I want to go to a movie, I don't need to have like assigned seating and sitting away from six people. Right. We can all jam pack in there and back to our normal lives.
Yeah.
When are we doing that in Massachusetts?
Well, maybe the governor will tell you today. I believe he's having a press conference today.
I mean, so. I might not be able to read, but based off of the math, if 3 million people have already been vaccinated and 1.7 million more, that's close to 5.
Well, no, 2 million have been
vaccinated. Oh, 2 million? Okay, I thought you said 3.
Yeah,
then,
2 million, yeah. 2 million have been vaccinated. Yeah. So, yeah.
Would help if Wiggy signed up, but I guess he's not going.
All right.
I'm going to wait.
He's waiting. Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting.
You're waiting.
You're waiting.
What are you waiting for?
The next pandemic, or
no. I don't have to get. I already had Corona.
When did you have it?
In November.
Well, 3 months of. They say 3 months.
I thought it was 6 months.
Yeah.
It was three, six. Ken, coronavirus expert.
Let's settle on six. Either way, it's time for Wiggy to get his vaccine.
Yeah, but we already talked about this. If it doesn't matter.
Team
if
player or
no,
you ball about
no,
me?
No. If I don't get vaccinated, I'm the only one putting myself at risk.
Uh-huh.
Right.
As long as you're vaccinated, that's all that matters.
Dr. Wiggy.
Yeah, Dr. Wiggs.
All right. Even though Boston will see a second Patriots Day in a row without the marathon, some runners still hit the course over the weekend, and volunteers said the race spirit will continue. With the marathon postponed until October, Mara World didn't want to wait and ran the entire 26.2-mile course Sunday, crossing the finish line on Boylston Street.
It was absolutely perfect. Weather was perfect. I had the perfect posse to help me out. We're amazing. We're Boston strong, and I'm really proud to be here.
I mean, good on her, but, I mean, she wasn't running the marathon. I mean, she's just a hardo who went out for a run yesterday.
Right.
I mean, I understand. The weather. She's acting like the weather was great for the marathon. It wasn't the marathon. She ran 26.2 miles.
Did she call the news stations herself to get coverage?
I don't know.
Not the marathon, a marathon.
I don't know how that happened.
That reminds me when Greg was handing out Restaurant Strong gift cards and money for these servers where he was calling, you know, channels 4, 5, and 7 to follow him.
None of them showed up, though, Curtis.
Unfortunately.
I don't know what happened. All right. Well, that's not, I mean, what a beautiful day it would have been for the Boston Marathon, but not to be.
Yeah, we're not at 50% vaccination.
Right,
so
it'll happen in October.
All right. Two men died inside a Tesla Model S that was zooming along a Texas roadway with no one behind the wheel when the car crashed into a tree and sparked a massive fire. The smash-up happened around 11:30 p.m. Saturday night in the Woodlands neighborhood in Houston, with the blaze continuing for hours.
Now, does this change your mind about self-driving vehicles?
Yeah, but I would never get in a self-driving vehicle anyways.
You wouldn't?
No. I mean, I might put it on autopilot, but I'm still going to be Wasn't there, didn't they say, like, nobody was even in the driver's seat?
Yeah, they were, like, in
it,
the
yeah,
back
no, yeah, it says right. no one behind the yeah. wheel.
Like,
so.
It's not like you were like, oh, I'm chilling, I'm going to put it on autopilot and just kind of sit back and kind of take my hands and
well,
feet
they're
off.
They're probably, like, sleeping in the back or something, I'm
They're
guessing.
Lucky it was just a tree.
Well, no, they ain't
well, no,
lucky.
They ain't lucky. They died.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, yeah. Did they die?
Yes. You just read the story. You just
it doesn't. Oh,
Yeah, it says it.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't say anybody died.
It doesn't?
No. Oh, yeah. Two men died. Whoops. F in the chat.
I guess they ain't down.
You better cancel that WBZ news gig for her tomorrow.
Guess that's it not, depends.
LaPierre is safe.
Yeah, but I would you. Would you get into a self-driving car with nobody in the driver's seat? I wouldn't do it
at all.
That's
the whole point of the self-driving car.
No, I thought the whole point of it was like cruise control.
Every car has
what?
Cruise control.
Every car, cars already have cruise
yeah,
control,
but
you
not,
idiot.
Not to that extent.
We are two halves today.
What are you talking about?
This is cruise control on steroids, where it, where you can actually drive it through the city. Like, cruise control is cool on the highway, but it ain't gonna have you switching lanes.
The whole point of the self-driving Tesla is that you don't have to drive it. So you could be doing your work in the back seat. You could be sitting in the passenger seat, taking a nap.
Eating a roast beef sandwich.
Call of Duty? Call of Duty with?
No, no, that's stupid. It's just for you to be like, yo, I'm chilling. I'm going to take my foot off the gas, my hand off the steering wheel, let this thing, but I'm still, you know, where I need to be just in case something pops off.
Yeah. You can make it like a lounge in the back seat.
Yeah.
Just
Elon!
Like you miss.
No, I'm good with that one, bro. That's why I would never get in a car like that.
All right. Well, I mean, I think they may need a little bit extra time to make sure that everything is working properly based on this story. What else, Kendra?
This one might be my favorite. An Arizona EMT awoke Thursday to find the tires of her family's truck had been slashed. She also discovered a bloody finger believed to belong to the slasher lying in the driveway of their Maricopa home.
Wait, so the person slashed their own finger off while they were
yes.
slashing the tires?
No arrests have been made, but the truck owners said a trail of blood leads to the home of a neighbor with whom her family recently had a dispute.
My husband says there's a finger in the driveway. Oh, and oh, by the way, you have two flat tires. Literally been laughing all day because if I don't, I think I might cry. If you're going to go to the hospital, especially if you just sever your finger off, you would take said finger with you. I don't find joy in anybody hurting themselves. However, karma has a good way of working itself out.
You dummy.
What a buffoon. Why wouldn't they take the finger with them?
You never slash a tire with a knife that opens up like that.
What do you slash a tire with?
With a knife that doesn't close.
What do you mean?
Like, you know knives, some of them open up like a kind of like a switchblade knife where it opens up.
Yeah. Are you speaking from experience?
No, I'm just saying. You don't use that knife because it could close when you're stabbing the tire, it close back on your finger.
I don't know. I cut my finger off one time.
What do you mean?
I have a huge scar right here, and I can't feel the tip of my finger because I cut it off.
What happened?
I accidentally stabbed myself with a pair of scissors, and I paid actual money out of my rent and damages from blood on the ceiling.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Use like a steak knife because a steak knife can't close on your hand.
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming that the individual, we're not certain that the individual cut their finger off when the knife closed. I mean, it could be that they just had their hand on the tire.
It was an autonomous knife.
So he's putting his hand on the tire.
You don't have any idea.
I'm telling you what happened. Yeah. He probably had a knife that opens up, and when he went to, stab the tire, the knife closed back on his finger.
We do know that if you were there to see this happen, you would not have come to his aid. We do know that because you're not a hero.
No, I'd be like, you idiot.
If you know what happened, were you there?
No, but it's just common sense.
All right.
And you're dealing with knives.
I'll take common sense from Wiggy. Mm-hmm.
That individual left their actual finger for the fingerprint right there at the scene of the crime. All right, what else, Kendra?
A woman faces assault charges after an incident at a Cincinnati grocery store in which she allegedly punched an employee and bit a customer over a mask dispute. Clifton Market marketing manager, say that five times fast, Garrett Meadows says the woman, 38 years old, Christina Carpenter, became violent after he asked her to put on a mask.
I've been working here for 3 years. That is the craziest thing I've seen. She came up to check out, didn't have a mask on, so I kindly asked her to wear a mask, and she just started screaming from the get-go. She tried to light a cigarette. And when we told her not to do that, that's whenever she punched my manager across the register. She then proceeded to punch three co-workers, including that first one. Halfway through, she bit the first customer that was holding her down.
So not wearing a mask is not enough for this lady. She wants to fire up a butt right in the middle of the grocery store.
Yeah,
right?
Don't do it.
I mean, I was her in a bar fight.
It is freeing because I was in New Hampshire over the weekend and there's no mask mandate.
Yeah.
And I went into Bass Pro Shop and I took my father-in-law up there. And it says on the door, you still got to wear a mask in there. But there were some people in there not wearing masks. Mm-hmm. And I'm instantly thinking if you work here, it's not worth telling somebody. If they walk in knowing they're supposed to be wearing one.
Right, and they're still not wearing it.
Don't even.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, just let them do their thing.
In Oregon, they're about to pass a mask mandate permanently. It'll be a permanent mask wearing in Oregon.
Really?
Yeah.
In perpetuity.
In perpetuity.
I thought we were going the other way.
Well, Future said mask off. I want to believe it.
Right. I thought we were going the other way.
So, nope. They're gonna pass a permanent, maybe. It's proposed a permanent mask law.
And Portland is currently on fire. So I'm sure they're really concerning themselves with important things out there.
Yes, they are. All right. What else, Kendra?
Last but not least, Paris Hilton has revealed that her sex tape scandal left her with PTSD. Paris explained she was left shaken when her ex-boyfriend Rick Solomon leaked an intimate video of them in the bedroom in 2004.
Well, obviously, I was humiliated, embarrassed, and in shock that it had happened. You know, it wasn't my fault. It was something someone did to me. It was definitely very painful. And, when you trust someone and love someone, for them to do that to you, it's really hard. So it's something that bothers me every day.
Hmm. I mean, she's famous because of it, right?
It left me with PTSD. That's the night vision one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was a little weird. It's watching aliens or something. Night vision sex tapes are never good. But I don't think she got famous off of that. Once she already,
she's a Hilton.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
She got famous off her sex tape.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely. Yeah, with Ray J.
Yeah.
I got to say, Paris Hilton, I agree with her. That's not hot.
What? That's not hot.
Did she know she was being filmed, though?
She's saying she didn't.
But just because you know you're being filmed, that's not consent.
Right.
But you shouldn't.
Well, it is, isn't it?
Not to being filmed and it being shared. Think about if you and your partner did something at home and you guys got a divorce and they were like, haha, here's it for the whole world. Yeah. I feel like that's revenge porn.
Yeah, well, that you can get in trouble for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you can get in trouble
Only
for.
In 48 states, actually.
Well, there's two states?
Two states. I think it's South Carolina and maybe Texas.
It has to be Florida.
Hey, that's the one thing that doesn't go in Florida. We believe in consent, baby.
Yeah, but was she doing it with her husband?
No, it was her ex-boyfriend.
Well, then you shouldn't be doing it with your boyfriend. And if you're making a sex tape, it better be with your husband or wife. Because if you do it with a boyfriend, that's on your part. That's your stupidity.
All right. Well, you're lucky you're married.
The same thing. Kendra's talking about the same thing could happen. If you did it with your spouse, the spouse,
when
you got divorced, the spouse could still release it.
But usually when you marry somebody, you go in with a different mindset, a different bond in that relationship.
You're going to love forever.
Right. Hey,
that doesn't always work out, though.
I understand that. But there's a different, there's a mindset. It's like you share bank accounts, you do all that. So if you do it then and the guy or the girl's kind of a scum and they release it afterwards, that's one thing. But if it's just a boyfriend.
Here's my point. Do you know who Rick Solomon is? Know who Paris Hilton is? Money grab.
On
Rick Solomon's part. If you have a video of one of the most famous heiresses in the world and you can make some money off of it, I think that was that guy's motive. It wasn't an intimacy issue.
Right.
It was, hey, I think I can make a quick buck off this chick.
Yeah, but shouldn't she know her?
Like 20-something?
Yeah, 20-something.
Yeah, I don't think that in the eyes of the law, Wiggy, it doesn't matter if you're married or dating. If somebody films something and then shares it without the consent of both parties.
It's revenge porn.
Right. So it's no different. In the eyes of the law, it's no different.
No, but I understand. But all I'm saying is when you marry somebody versus being
just a title.
But no, it's more than a title. If you marry a person versus just being a boyfriend and girlfriend, there's a different type of bond there.
I don't know. I don't agree. I think that if you're with someone and you trust them and that kind of thing and they stab you in the back after. That's messed up.
Right.
That's not loyalty.
Hopefully they're not using one of those foldable knives when they're doing the backstabbing. Because that's very risky.
Yeah, you chop your finger off.
Yeah. Steak knife.
Maybe you should have used a steak knife on him. I would have.
Kendra, nice job on the news. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.